Is a vote for the SDLP a vote against any change to abortion law here?
We have clearly opposed the 1967 Act, and we know that some parties in England have been dabbling with using Westminster legislation to extend the 1967 Act to Northern Ireland. We have made clear that we wouldn't support that. We have opposed that in the past in Westminster and will continue to oppose
even
that.
Even if the expert working panel that was set up last year recommends a law change in cases, for example, like fetal abnormality, the SDLP will reject that expert working panel if it said that...
We're not going to reject anything until we have seen it. Hold on. Let's be very, very clear. The SDLP, in defending against proposals to impose the 67 Act here, have also been very clear that we needed still to meet the requirements that were laid down previously by the High Court, that guidance was needed, that guidelines were needed, that even if the legislation didn't need to change, clear guidelines were needed. And we still don't have that.
Right.
So there are issues that need to be addressed.
Sure.
We want to make sure that patients and practitioners are not faced with difficulties that they didn't used to be faced with.
So that's why my question was specific. I'll remind you what it was. Is a vote for the SDLP a vote against any change to abortion law here? It seems from what you've just said that you might, depending on what an expert panel says, you might back a change in the law here.
Well, we don't know if it will back a change in the law or the terms in which it will back a change in the law.
But you might back a change in the law. Isn't that accurate?
No. What I am trying to do is, first of all, I am not going to have you put words in my mouth saying that we're rejecting any possible change or anything that comes from a report.
I'm asking if there is any chance of the SDLP backing a change to abortion
change,
law here.
Yeah, and just as when it comes to legislative change, we deal with the terms of the change itself. We deal with the language, just as whenever there was previous language that used the word likely, which was very ambiguous and very
elastic. But you're asking people for a vote now.
So
for those people, and there will be some who don't, but for those people who want to vote for a party or a politician who is saying under no circumstances will we support any change to the law, it seems from what you're saying today that is not necessarily the position of the SDLP. You're going to wait to see what the expert working panel says, and then support change.
After all,
we were among
those who asked for the report of the expert working panel.
Okay. So you might support a change in the law depending on what they say.
Let's see what they say. You're positing the possibility that they will propose a change in the law. You're seeming to put more of that as a possibility than anything else.
They might not.
Let's await the report.
Okay.
The report was commissioned.
So you're waiting on the
report.
Well, we can agree on this then.
Let's await that report.
We can agree on this then. You're waiting for the results of the report before you decide whether you will back a change in the law.
Well, sorry. We don't know that the report will even touch on a change in
before,
the law.
No, they may not, but if they
stop loading it in such a way that it is only about that report recommending a change in the law. We don't yet know that.
Why can't you say you're against any change to abortion law here?
Because we have to wait and hear what experts are saying around what is needed. And remember, the question around what changes might be needed in terms of the guidance could be clear. Because it might be that there's no change in the law other than giving the guidance some sort of statutory status.
Okay.
So it might be that it doesn't touch on the law as in relation to abortion itself. It's just about giving statutory status to the guidance or whatever.
Let's move on.
Let's be clear about the range of possibilities that are there.